This year's theme for Boao is globalization and free trade. As we all know that the world economy is facing downward pressure now, but are there any chances for Asian startups in this globalization wave?
So a market correction happened last year, right? We had China, India had a lot of money, VC money that was being thrown at certain internet companies, and then it suddenly stopped and everybody started saying it is a downturn for the startup community as well. And I don't think that's the case. There is still good funding happening for startups. I think there was a correction that needed to happen. It has happened, and from here on out, the good thing that has happened is investors are no longer looking at a certain set of companies. What has happened is because of this market correction, they've taken a step back and they're willing to invest in all sorts of cool, innovative companies. So I actually look at this as a positive for the startup market, because I feel like suddenly there will be all these innovative companies that will get funding. In terms of even the downturn, this is good, right? Because for the first time, everybody is building a realistic business. It's no longer, let's be an e-commerce company because that is cool to be an e-commerce company. People are saying, let's build this company because we are solving a problem or a need. These are good things that are happening here. You know, now finally, it's no longer following a trend. It's, you know, making the trend as opposed to following the trend. I think the next 3 years are going to be phenomenal for us. Even though everybody's saying there's a downturn and capital inflow is not being, you know, great, I think we finally come at an age of maturity. No longer is the world looking at China, India, or any of the Asian startups as just copycats. At the point where now there is innovation happening, I think in the next 3 years you will see a lot of the cool innovations coming out of Asian countries. You will see, so far it's been the power hub, it has been Silicon Valley. Everybody kind of follows that. I think you will see this kind of diverging, and you will have a lot of Asian examples that people will start to follow and say, well, why? Let's look at that. So I think it is going to be an interesting 3 years, 5 years from now.
Chinese public as well as India public are very passionate about innovation and the new startups. But how about the impediments or challenges?
If you talk about it on a global level, I feel like on a global investment level, people are wondering about exits. They're wondering, are these markets mature enough? Is China, India, you know, going to be hailed? Have we placed very large bets? Are they ever going to give back to us? And what I mean by this is, people have invested heavily in startups here, right? In China, in India. Now they're starting to worry about exits and returns, and that's the challenge that we have. So the governments get it. The innovation is perfect. Both countries are fostering great innovative environment. I think it's about when you get to that point, are we crossing that chasm? Are we getting mature enough? Are the companies going to turn profitable? I think that's the question. We know that we will, but the investors have on a global scale.
China is now implementing the One Belt and the One Road initiative. In which way do you think the initiative can help facing these challenges?
I think it is on the basis of what was in the Silk Route earlier. All the countries that followed the Silk Route at one particular point in time were extremely prosperous countries. We did very well for ourselves, and that moment of shining went away. And I think it's time where that comes back to us, you know. So I think, especially with all that is going on in the world, the political uncertainty of where US is headed, Europe with its Brexit, I think now's the time for Asia to kind of belt up together, come together and say, look, we can do this together. Just become a great continent and a great superpower in itself. It's a good time in the world to now put focus on this and come together.
Last, how do you foresee large Asian economies like China and India's role along the journey from made in Asia to created in Asia?
I think it's already happened. The Chinese leadership has finally done something really cool. China and India are really stepping up to the plate, encouraging their startup community. The focus has become on innovation, on growth. We are seeing a lot of create in Asia. We are doing it. The next and ultimate step will be where we don't start looking at talent only from Silicon Valley. Right now what happens is when you get to a certain point and scale, everybody starts looking at Silicon Valley as the key driver of talent and bringing talent from there to scale their companies more. I think when we get to the point where